You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
So we were just talking about Afghanistan, and in the aftermath of those killings, the soldier who allegedly shot and killed 16 Afghan civilians, President Hamid Karzai has called for NATO troops to pull back to their bases. Some people are wondering if that means we'll be withdrawing from Afghanistan sooner rather than later. But if we do withdraw from Afghanistan sooner, that means it's just an earlier date when all those thousands of U.S. veterans return home. What challenges do they face when they get here? What are we going to do to help them or maybe hurt their chances of integrating fully into civilian life? Today, PRI's The World will dedicate an entire show to the voices of servicemen who talk about coming home. Marco Werman joins us now, senior producer and host for PRI's The World. Thanks for joining us, Marco.
You're welcome, Celeste.
I know it's early for you afternoon news guys. but let's talk a little bit about what you heard from these servicemen. From what they told you, were they nervous? Are they worried?
They're worried about what's going on in Afghanistan. We actually spoke with one of our online community of vets this week about the incident last weekend. There's so much speculation right now with so few details about, you know, first of all, who this guy is and what his motivations were. But, yeah, they're all worried about what it means for pardon me. They're all worried about what it means for the future of Afghanistan and what they've been trying to accomplish all this time. And, you know, it is one bad apple, but they are concerned.
Well, let's hear the voices of one of the servicemen who spoke with you for your show, The World. This is Michael Haynes. Tell us about him.
Well, Michael Haynes is from San Diego. He served in Iraq. He was at the time the most senior force reconnaissance in the most senior force reconnaissance platoon in the entire Marine Corps. And as a lot of vets find when they get back to the States, Michael discovered a huge difference between life in Iraq, life in combat, and then civilian life once he's back here. Here's a bit of Michael's story.
You know, upon coming home from that, I think that I had a very difficult time, and along with a lot of my buddies as well. I pretty much could not really associate with society too well, and I had terrible anger issues that I really couldn't explain. I ended up homeless for a period of 2 years, and during that time I would actually forage for food in the canyons of Balboa Park at times. I was still trying to better myself during that time, so I was still going to college, and I'd go to school during the day, and in the evenings, do my homework in the computer room, and then after that, go out in the canyons and find the thickest brush I could. And for me, that was kind of my comfort zone. Being a force reconnaissance Marine, we would do that, you know, weeks at a time.
It's really a heartbreaking story. I wish it were unique, but unfortunately, we hear about all kinds of veterans coming home and having trouble getting jobs, maintaining work, perhaps becoming homeless. What happened to him?
Yeah, it's an amazing story, and unfortunately, it's not all that unique. You got this vet going to school, and he's homeless. He's foraging for places to sleep in the canyons in California. His story does have one of the happier endings of all the people we spoke with. His path almost reads like a movie. Here's Michael talking about this wild turn his life then took.
So after about 5 years of being out and being homeless and struggling with work and being I ran into a program for transitioning veterans called the Veteran Sustainable Agriculture Training Program. What they do is they teach hydroponic food production and entrepreneurship training. And I now currently have a hot sauce on the market in Whole Foods due to their guidance. The hot sauce is called Dang, and that's Dang with 3 exclamation points, because it, you know, just 1 or 2 is not really cutting it. And there are other VSAT graduates with unique ideas as well. One of the great things about this program is that we are consisted of veterans that really understand where we're all coming from. And then we mentor each other, and along with getting veterans on their feet.
We're speaking with Marco Werman, who hosts the show, senior producer and host for PRI's The World. And you guys are having a special show about returning vets. That's the story of one, Michael Haynes. I wish that all of the stories of returning vets who struggle were as happy as that one. That's definitely not the case. Statistically, we know that oftentimes they have health problems. Oftentimes they can't get work. What do we have in place to help veterans, sort of like the program he was talking about, Michael was talking about there?
Well, there are various things going on. There's the Veterans Administration. There are also vet centers, which help in the adjustment process. And, you know, they're there, and it, depending on who you speak with, return veterans you speak with, you know, they feel that those services, those particular services, are doing the best they can. We heard some mixed results on you know, getting calls back from veteran services when people have troubles. And then there are all sorts of other nonprofits that are working out there. And you know, one story that I came across about a woman who's setting up a home for homeless women down in Connecticut, and her son served in Iraq. And he died there, and she established his home for homeless female veterans. So there are, you know, myriad efforts being made all across the country. But a lot of it is just about the vets connecting with those services. And you find that some vets, when they have PTSD, it's hard for them to come out of that shell and even start talking about what they might need next.
So what it sounds like you're saying is that these vets have services available to them, and yet they don't go to seek out those services.
Some do, some don't. I mean, according to one vet we spoke with who is in the program and is now a social worker and helping other vets, I mean, 30% of the vets coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan are beset with post-traumatic stress disorder. And as a lot of people know, it's really hard to kind of start getting out of that pit and addressing the troubles you're facing. It's about talking. And if you don't want to talk, and if you're in denial, or if you're self-medicating, it's a really tough turn.
As Marco Werman, Michael Haynes' story is just one of the many featured on PRI's The World. They have more of them on today's episode, which is completely dedicated to returning vets. You can go to theworld.org. Marco Werman is senior producer and host for PRI's The World. Marco, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Celeste.
Certainly, if you are a returning vet or someone in your family is, we want to hear your stories about what challenges a veteran faces when they come back home. 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can post your comment at thetakeaway.org. We'll be right back.